From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrivee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. Along with Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrivee, and we welcome in the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Mike, admittedly, off a disappointing 38-10 loss to the New York Giants, but you've had a chance to look at the tape and digest it, analyze it. What were your impressions?
Well, it was definitely not our best performance. I think it's important to stay in tune with, you know, what we need to learn from and how we move on to this week's game in Minnesota. So we really didn't be able to stay with our game plan there on offense. I thought the way we started the game was what we were looking for, and there's really two big plays early that we really never were able to get back on course. And I was talking about obviously the interception, and then we had the sack. It was another big play opportunity for us, and then with that, it was ended up being about 24-7, and in the second quarter, our pass protection wasn't quite what it needed to be, and then we just could never get some momentum and make the big play, whether it was on offense, defense, or special teams. Had a couple opportunities on special teams with the ball on the ground by the Giants. Did not get that. A couple opportunities on defense as far as getting our hands on a ball. But we just were never really able to switch the momentum in that game.
Mike, is this the type of film where you show it to the players, or do you just move on and say, they know what they did wrong, we need to move forward?
Well, a big part of my message in the locker room after the game was about responsibility and accountability, and I thought that was really at the forefront of the work on Monday. Pretty much our whole football team was here Monday, came through for what we call a regeneration workout with the strength conditioning. But to a man, everybody was up to see their coach, watch the tape, got the grade sheets, a lot of conversations with the coach. So when we get together Wednesday morning, we will be talking about the Minnesota Vikings.
Mike, this is the kind of team that you and I have talked about this in the past. Your teams have always bounced back very effectively from adversity. You can go all the way back to even before the Super Bowl and that Super Bowl season. What do you feel on this team at this juncture? Everything's in front of you now, but you're coming off a very disappointing loss. What do you feel your team will do?
I think this is a great opportunity to bounce back. I think any time you get knocked on your butt, it's important not only to get up, but how you get up. So I'm looking forward to getting started Wednesday with the football team. It'll be really about basics. I've kind of gotten away from the word back to basics, especially in December. So it'll be about the basics, staying tuned with the basics. And that's really what the little thing came down to. The Giants were able to play to their strengths and stay away from their weaknesses, and we did not do that. We knew where our matchups were, where we needed the help, and we just quite frankly didn't get that done. And that's the reality of it. We'll not sweep it under the rug. It's been addressed with our players. And the thing is, you want to see accountability and responsibility, and it's not from the head coach or the coach up in front of the classroom. It has to be from the players, and we have good men in our room, and I feel like we definitely will bounce back from this.
Mike, was a little bit perplexing for you that in base defense it seemed like the secondary gave up plays, but when you went to nickel, obviously it was harder to stop the run, and it just didn't quite seem like you guys had the answer against the Giants at times?
Well, I wouldn't agree with your opinion there. I mean, it, once again, base, nickel, it's still about football. Mm-hmm. So, they did a good job, but it really came down to fundamentals, whether we getting off blocks or were we sustaining blocks, were we helping on the matchup that needed to be helped in pass protection and so forth. So scheme is scheme. It gives you a chance to tilt it, but sometimes, frankly, I think we talk too much about scheme. We rely on scheme too much. The game of football is about beating the man over you and helping the guy that is struggling beating his man. And that we'll do a better job of that starting this week against the Vikings.
Mike, there's been a lot of discussion over a decision you made early in that ball game. Your second offensive possession, the game's tied at 7 apiece. You had a fourth down situation, about fourth and four, somewhere around there. You're in that position where you could try to pooch punt it in there and maybe it catches the end zone, or you go for a field goal. You decided to go for a field goal. Can you give us your thinking behind that, and how much of it was trying to give Mason Crosby something to really get off on?
Well, I know there's been a lot of conversation about Mason, but I'm not thinking about Mason kicking the ball or the quarterback, Aaron throwing the ball, or Tim punting the ball. When you make those kind of decisions, those decisions are game plan decisions. The pregame warm-up has a lot to do with it. You were on the field in pregame. We had gusts of wind going on and off. It receded when we came out for the start of the game. So with that, we have a yard line that we're operating on. I call it the doorstep. We were outside of that doorstep. But at the end of the day, I think the game of football, whether you're making decisions or if you're playing the game, is about either pushing or pulling back. And I felt it was important, particularly the way the game started with the big plays by both offenses, to push the envelope on point production. And that's really what my thinking was. I have confidence in Mason Crosby. It really wasn't about the length. We were outside of the range that we had talked about. And, it was a good kick, and then wind got us. And that's the win. It was a right-to-left win at that particular time. But I was thinking about points at that spot.
And what was your level of, or what is your level of concern, Mike, about protecting Aaron Rodgers, and what can you do from this point forward to improve that?
Well, I mean, pass protection is always about three combinations. It's, number one, it's, scheme and technique, whether it's five-man, six-man, or seven-man. Where's your help coming from? We're not a man protection team. We're a man area. Everybody's tied to one another. And then there's also time clocks. And that's really the responsibility of the quarterback and the perimeter group to make sure we're playing on time. So that's what we refer to rhythm a lot of times. Rhythm doesn't mean that we're just going down the field really nicely. You're talking about it's really the rhythm with the time clock, whether it's the run blocking fitting with the run ball guy running the ball, no different in the passing game, particularly protection. So we did not have our best night, that's for sure.
All right, Mike, we'll move on from that for sure. Coming up, our special guest, Jordy Nelson, who made one of the big plays in the game Sunday night in the Meadowlands. That's coming up next on the Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We are joined by our special guest this week. He is wide receiver Jordy Nelson. Jordy, welcome to the program.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, we got to talk about that double move in the game. Is that just something you've learned, you've developed over the years? I don't want to give away all your trade secrets, but that was pretty sweet.
No, it's probably pretty standard in most offenses. You run a lot of the same routes over and over, then you have to always have a double move. Either it's a slant and go, a stop and go, an out and up. That way defenses can't start sitting on what you do. So it's something that you just have to hopefully get called at the right time versus the right coverage, which we were able to, and made it work.
What do you think your greatest attribute is? Is it size? Is it strength? Is it speed? What is it?
I have no idea. I would throw all those out the window, and I just want to be consistent. And that's what I try to pride myself on every day. If it's practice, we're in a game, if it's through film study or how I know the playbook, I just want to be consistent week in and week out. That way the coaches and Aaron, know what I'm going to do or what I will do that day.
Mike, he didn't obviously say it, so what do you think his best attribute is? Is it size? Is it strength? Is it speed? What is it?
Well, I think it's all of the above. Really, when I look at Jordy, Jordy's the classic West Coast offense flanker position. Now, we've evolved in a different direction than the classic West Coast offense. So with that, it gives us great flexibility. He can play any position in our offense. He does all of the above, but I do think probably his greatest attribute, and I think our quarterback would agree, is he is so consistent. And I think it speaks a lot to their relationship and their ability to connect on the field.
Jordy, take us back to your college years. You were a walk-on safety. Nothing was guaranteed of you. Is that kind of the way you've developed in the NFL, is just fight, scratch, claw for anything that's given to you?
Part of it, nothing's going to be handed to you, no matter what it is that you do in life. And you got to go out and earn it. And when I walked on at K-State, I just wanted to go for it all. When I did, I could have went Division II and, played at a lower level and got a scholarship, but I wanted to go to K-State, 20 minutes from home. They had me at safety. I was on pretty much practice squad, scout team for 2 years, and then they switched me over, and then it just went from there, I guess. I tried to take it all in as soon as possible and had a good time playing receiver, and, I just try to take it, game by game and literally year by year. I want to enjoy every moment I have because you don't know when it'll end.
You played quarterback in high school. Is that something that helps you obviously be on the same page and be consistent with Aaron Rodgers?
I think so. I think it's one thing that you kind of know how important it is. It's not just about you and how you're going to run your route. It's what the quarterback's going to think. You can't, say, I got open. Well, you did something completely different than what you did in practice. So you have to be consistent with that. And then as well, going back to being a safety, I've been on the defensive side. So I kind of understand that a little bit and how different schemes kind of work. So I try to keep all that in the back of your head and, use it when you can.
Mike, to follow up on that, Jordy played quarterback, Randall played quarterback at some point in their careers. Is that something you look for in a receiver?
Well, it's definitely something that helps. When you go back to the background, check on all your players, and, you know, whether it's personal and what they've done in college, it's definitely a great attribute because he not only knows his position, but he has a great understanding of the concept of what we're trying to do. So it's definitely a positive.
Jordy, I know at one point, you know, maybe defenders didn't treat you as seriously as what they should have or needed to. Do you get a different level of respect now in the NFL?
I don't know. I think all that got blown out of proportion. I think if guys watch film, they'll see. If they study week to week, they know if you're able to make plays or not. I think teams will do what they want to do with their defenses to try to stop us as an offense, and we just got to go out and continue to try to make plays.
Now, who is the best athlete in the Nelson family? Because I know your brother Mike, he was All-State in, I think, two different sports. So does he let you hear about that?
A little bit. If you ask any of our family or any of the local people back home, my brother probably was. Probably a better football player, had a better shot than me in basketball, played baseball better than I could. I just kind of got the size and the speed, so and developed a little bit later. So it all works out. And then my sister, I mean, she could probably beat all three of us in horse.
Wow. So. That's impressive. Mike, how much do you like that? So a lot of these guys have interesting family stories, and obviously it's competitive at home. It helps them compete in the NFL as well.
Well, no doubt. I mean, Jordy's definitely an individual that has great balance between family and his profession. So, and obviously started out there in Central Kansas.
I understand that you obviously take teammates to the farm in the off season. It's almost become urban legend, if I can use that, talking about a rural setting. But what do guys learn about you, and what do they learn on the farm?
They learn a lot. The first year I took, you know, James and Greg and Brett Swain when he was here and their wives. And first, it's eye-opening because they, as James would put it, how does anyone live out in the middle of nowhere? last year, Randall went with me, and I think he was a little bit more used to it being from Kentucky. He'd seen, you know, the horse farms and stuff. But my next goal, hopefully this summer, is to get Aaron down there. So I've been working on him for about a year now, and hopefully he can get down there. But it's just fun. We hang out. They kind of see where I grew up. They don't do much work. They might say they worked on the farm, but they don't. We just kind of show them what's going on. And I do have a benefit usually that weekend, so we do play a little golf and hang out.
I know you're a pretty humble guy, but what was that like to be honored in your home state? I know I teased you about it before, but after the Super Bowl, it's Jordy Nelson Day in Kansas. The governor wants to throw a pass to you. That's pretty heady stuff.
Yeah, it was awkward, to be honest with you. I'm not one that wants to be in the spotlight. It was weird, all of the above. But, again, it is an honor. It's just they appreciate what you've done, and not only just as being in the Super Bowl, but that I've carried myself the right way. I haven't done anything in the public eye. I try to be a good role model so kids can look up to me and, you know, so they can see, you know, what you can do if you just work hard and stay focused on what you want.
And, Mike, you talk about Packer people. Does this guy kind of epitomize that? Because it just doesn't seem like there's a braggadocious bone in his body. He's just very humble, goes about his business, does what needs to be done.
No, yeah, absolutely. I think he's a great example of what we're looking for, both on and off the field. And we're glad he's a Green Bay Packer.
All right. Jordy and Wayne will dial up his touchdown reception coming up right after this on the Mike McCarthy Show.
Second down and four from the 39. Play action. Rodgers back to throw. Gets a block from Kuhn. Rainbow's right sidelines. He's got Jordy Nelson ahead of the field to the end zone. Touchdown! 61 yards!
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Let's go inside the playbook with Jordy Nelson. Jordy, let's go to that first touchdown drive, the only one for the Packers in the ballgame. You're looking at a second down and four. You're at your 39-yard line. Tell us about this play right here.
Well, it's what we like to describe it as a shot play when we install on Wednesdays, and it's going to be a two-receiver route, max protection, and we'll start up top here. We got man-to-man up top. We're just going to outside release and run a stutter go, and then James down here is going to come over. He has a man zone read. If it's zone, he's going to sit kind of right over the ball. If man, he's going to run out of it.
All right, let's take a look at it, especially as we get to the top of the route here. Now, you're running a little what? Stutter and go, as we call it?
Stutter and go. He did a good job getting his hands on me, made me widen a little bit. But
here you are right up here.
Being in contact with him kind of allowed me to sell a little bit more of the stutter. We run a lot of stop routes, about 15 yards, so we want to try to sell that in order to think, and that's what we're doing.
Now, Jordy, as we roll it from here, this is where people thought you might have stepped out of bounds, right?
Yes. I was a little confused to begin with why they reviewed it, but we were close to the sideline. I actually did look down when I went to take off to make sure I was in bounds, so I was confident on the sideline that it was going to stand.
Okay, let's take a look at it right here. Now, you're way ahead of the field at this point. It's just a matter of catching the ball, Aaron putting it on the money, and he did. That's a 61-yard touchdown reception. And is that a favorite move of yours, that stutter and go?
It's a nice one to have because it doesn't allow the defense to sit on you. For as much stop routes as we run, sometimes they start creeping up and start sitting on the plays. But once we run a stutter, they'll really bite on it, and it's a good play to have.
Jordy, we were talking about the fact that on this particular play was interesting. You mentioned the two-man route that you had out there, you and James Jones. It was max protection, and we get a look at it right here.
It was. Crabtree will come over in motion, and then we're going to sell the run play to the left. And then we'll also slip John underneath Aaron after they kind of sell the play action here.
So you get action going to this side.
Yes.
Here. And this is the key right here, right?
Yes. John is going to come back over and help steal the edge. And this allows Aaron to get out of the pocket, be able to set up. And John did a great job of just stopping. I think that's Pierre Paul there. But then allows Aaron to step up in the pocket and throw the ball.
All right. Congratulations. Great play.
Thank you.
That was the highlight of that ball game. Jordy Nelson of the Packers, and that tied the score early on against the New York Giants. Stay tuned. We take a look at the Minnesota Vikings coming up next on the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Wayne Larrivee and Lance Allen with the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Well, this is as late as I can remember a first Vikings week of the season. We're almost December now as we do this show, and the Vikings come to town for the first time this year. Let's talk a little bit about the rivalry, Mike. You've been a part of it now for so long as an assistant coach back in 1999, and I was a head coach. It is different, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think our whole division's outstanding as far as, you know, every rivalry, but this Minnesota one always, you know, always had a little extra something to it over the years. I know our players really enjoy playing in this game, and you know they have a good young team too. So this is going to be a big challenge for us, and it is interesting that it'll be December, you know, playing them for the first time.
Yeah.
And you know, this whole division race coming down to the end. So this will be a big victory for us.
Usually it takes a full year to come back from a knee injury, but my word, Mike, Adrian Peterson running with power and shiftiness. He's still a load, isn't he?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to watch him on film. Just for what he's done, to play in the first game and to come back the way he has. I mean, just a remarkable athlete.
Mike, he's a power runner. He has carried this football team, this relatively young football team. What do you do to contain him defensively? Is it a matter of getting population to the ball?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, because I don't think there's anybody in the league that breaks as many tackles as Adrian Peterson. I mean, he doesn't run the ball. He attacks the defense with his running style. So it's very important for us to get as many hats on him as possible.
Jared Allen, how do you account for him? He's wreaked havoc in the past. So what do you do on Sunday?
Jared's an excellent football player. You know, I've always respected his game. You know, he plays with such excellent leverage, and it's definitely a deal where Marshall's going to have to be, you know, very, very good with his technique, which he will. And you know, and it's important to protection-wise that we're obviously aware of Jared, and but he's had some big games against us, and we definitely need to eliminate that this week.
All right, we have one more segment to go, but we have to give you a reminder. When you come to the game this Sunday, make sure you bring a new unwrapped toy for the Toys for Tots program. The U.S. Marines will be collecting those and cash donations as well, so help out a needy child indeed. The last segment of the Mike McCarthy Show coming up in just one moment.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. The Packers are hoping to get back wide receiver Greg Jennings this week from the injured list. I know, Mike, he's a huge part of what you guys have done over the years offensively. Talk about the kind of lift that would provide you.
I mean, Greg Jennings is a Pro Bowl wide receiver. So, I mean, he's a big part of what we've been able to do here in the past. I mean, he's definitely a guy that's defense has to be aware of. He's created good matchups for us throughout the year. So, I mean, getting Greg back is definitely a nice shot in the arm.
Good news, Mike, going forward is 4 or 5 division games. All your goals are still in front of you at this point.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, there's no one on our football team that feels good or about what happened Sunday night in New York. But it's definitely an experience we need to draw from and move into these division games. So all of our goals are still right in front of us.
All right, got some home games at Lambeau Field. Good to be back
it's
home
It's good
again.
To be back home.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck coming up against the Minnesota Vikings. For Mike McCarthy, Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrivee. We'll see you next week on the Mike McCarthy Show.